Under the training book is an unapologetic cockfight between me and the world. Be it the world outside my skin or inside my head. Everyone should know that every one of these episodes could be how this story begins or ends. Our rant, ramble, read, old journal entries give you stories of already exposed to the world through prose and poetry. It's not safe for work or your gods. It's not even safe for me.
How many times can you record one episode and keep fucking it up?
If I could torture someone I hated any way I wanted, I'd probably take a voodoo doll that's anatomically correct and masturbate the doll at the worst times for them. At church, at work, at Chuck E. Cheese.
How many times can you truly record one episode and keep fucking it up?
My dad used to tell my brothers all the time, he would tell them, like, you know, don't fuck with your brother, as to me, because he'll take it farther than you. And like, a friend of mine said it all the time, she's like, oh, Brian had to take it to that next level. She says this jokingly and stuff, and I guess naturally I do this stuff. Like, I even have another friend that says, stop harmoning things. As in, don't stop being like Dan Harmon and like going on tangents and in weird places, even if they're interesting, you know, stop doing that. But like, all that reminds me of two stories that have to do with my brothers from when I was a kid. One of them was once when we had some people over. One of my brothers was, I was sitting on the couch and he came up to me for no reason and decided he was going to, like, stick his knee right into my crotch and kind of, like, you know, basically grind the nuts, so to speak. And, like, it didn't hurt as much as it embarrassed me. And I got really mad and I left and went into my room and, you know, he just stayed in the living room and then laughed and shit. And I came back with an X-Acto knife and stabbed him in the leg. I was telling a story to Mar earlier today, and one of the things I was telling about is how, my dad was basically, like, you know, you shouldn't have did that to him. You should have known better. And basically, it was like, oh, as long as there's no lasting damage, it's going to cost us a lot of money. You know, they should have known better. Another story of my same brother, once he come home, a friend of his and my mom and dad was gone. This is in dead winter after, like, a blizzard. So not even cars could move anywhere where we lived. And we lived on top of a big hill. So they were walking, and they came back to the house, and he was banging on the door. He didn't have a key, and I went to let him in, but he was like cussing me out and saying some shit to me, you know, trying to show off in front of his friend. So I got pissed and I was like, nope, I'm not letting you in. And I just turned around, went back, watched TV, and left him out there. I had to piss and shit outside in the freezing cold and wait out there until my mom and dad got home. But my mom and dad was mad. Then when I told my dad, I was like, well, he was being an asshole and he was saying this shit. And my dad was like, well, you shouldn't have said that shit to him. You know, you don't say that shit to somebody and then expect to get something from him. And the last story I'll probably say with something like this is my other brother once, I think this was after a family reunion or during one, and we had a bunch of family members at the house, and he was making fun of me or something like that, and he decided, and I said something back to him, he decided to do the whole comedic thing of slapping somebody in the back of the head, you know, like the show and shows and stuff. And he did it to me and it pissed me off, but I didn't do anything. I just sat there. And then Dad told him to go later and fill up the stove furnace. So he got up and he went to our house was two stories, but the basement story was mainly just where, like, a basement. It was stoker furnace, coal storage, garage for a car. It wasn't even, like, nice or anything. It was very basement-y basement. But, he was standing at the door to go downstairs, and I just got up, calmly walked over to him while he was still talking to people, and I shoved him down the steps. Now, with both all these stories, nothing permanent happened to my brothers. They're not injured or deformed or, you know, limping around or anything. But it says, like, people ask me why I'm so calm in certain situations or why I take stuff internally. It's not that I don't get angry or frustrated with stuff. I just know if I say something, I'm liable just to go completely off. I don't always react when I do react, which is very rare, in measured ways. Take it, for example, like when somebody might say something to me and we might get in an argument. The argument might not be a really serious argument, but I might take it somewhere very seriously. That they might be saying something to me about, like, oh, you're a worthless talent or you know, you should just give up writing or whatever. And then my response might be like, oh, like your wife and children have given up on you or something like that, or, you know, your daughter died you know, this is an example, and I don't feel good about this, but somebody once was, who I went to school with, was like, they were like, oh, you should stop writing, you know, all you care about is writing stuff with, like, your liberal agenda in it, and it sucks anyways, and it's just propaganda for your liberal agenda. And I was like, my response to this person, instead of just saying fuck you or something like that, my response was to remind them of how their father had given up on them and killed himself. And that's not good, you know, but that's the reason why I tend to let stuff go over me. By the way, my response to people most of the time now when they say my writing sucks or something like that is like, send them a link to my books and be like, buy my books. And that's my only response to them most of the time. But yeah, that's just the way I am most of the time when it comes to a lot of stuff like that. And that's why I tend to keep my temper. And like, when it comes to like physical stuff, my dad always told me from a young age, and I've always took this to heart, he was like, unless the situation is one where your life is at stake or somebody else's life is at stake, basically a situation of being ready to kill somebody, a survival situation, walk away. Because he always told me any of those situations could end up being that way, so it's not worth getting in a fight for small stuff. And that's why I tend to be, and even to my detriment, sometimes I tend not to react to things that much, and I tend to keep them internally. I need to measure stuff out more, but there's a reason why. Blog entry written 12/14/06. Addressing the skin. The truck problems are creeping up again with the overheating again last night as I pulled into the parking lot of my apartment complex. I got out of the truck to find smoke coming from the front. I cannot afford this right now with me and Wave planning to move soon also. Another not again. Frustrating, but moving on. My MP3 player seems to be fighting back when it comes to me wishing to delete files from it, with me not so much in the mood for glitches. I guess it wishes to keep listening to an early piece on Ani DeFranco and some of the Doctor Who audios I put on it. I delete it on the computer. The computer says nothing is on the device, but when I look at the player, I see the same things. And when I play it, they're there, frustrating but moving on. I have to get going on a submission for a writing collection. I was asked to submit something for it. It is a great opportunity, which I cannot talk about much. I still have to start my short story, and then actually write something they would like to include with many professionals I read all the time. Opportunities wasted in the past, opportunities now in front of me, in the past may be frustrating, but it's time to move on. God's Left in the Trash. Copyright 2012. System Publishing. Collection of poems, songs, lyrics from a time in a writer's life when his world was afraid of the individual and death was ignored. Dedicated to the unnerving peace that writers feel when something is never finished. Back Pain by Brian C. Williams. My back hurts today from the hard work I had done, but my heart sinks today for the smallest of victories that they have won. I live in the country where I would be proud to die within these borders. But don't stand me in front of a clinic and expect me to take your God's orders. You shout from your high horses at the ladies who walk in. You scream from your halo clouds of families, values, and sin. But where are your morals when it comes to basic human understanding? Where are your hands and guns when it comes to basic rights? I would die beside you, fellow American, but don't you dare tell me how to live my life. It was taunts and yells that stripped down notions of manhood that sucked at my blood at how I should be. For years I listened and wanted so much to be what was right. But I took stands then and will take stands on future nights. Because I am an American who loves his country. One who believes in its core to the bone. The American dream is alive. American delusion is dead. but it's not about lying to a nation, and it sure as hell is not about being cowardly, deceitful, and just overblown. The place I call my birth is where I have rights. Rights to stand up and the rights to take up my own fights. You of your kind think you are the only ones who have voices. I also speak. I can sit. I can stand. I can whisper all over this land. This is my future, my battle cry. This is my nation too, and I'll not just stand by. So as truth is attacked and freedoms are threatened, don't see me as a crusader, see me as a lesson. That when you push down true Americans long enough, push their way up and brush off your condensation. Your words of spite and your fires of hate not make me stress another day, because I will not die until all can love in these states. Love these states for what they can be, truly. States of freedom for all, and not just those the media lets us see.
Many times can you truly agree for one episode, fucking it up.
My only resolution to say to 2017, I'm not holding back any fuck yous. Scars are open and will be made fresh if needed time and time again. I'm 42 years old, never been in good health, way past my expiration date. Damn right in these times we're living in, I'm going to out screaming if I have to. And I'm going to go out defending the things I believe.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the